You're back.
We're back. Eight. All right, so we're back. Set the scene here. What we have is the waterfront of Halcyon City. So lovely. So yes. Pristine. Mm-hmm. And this right here where I'm pinging is where the ferry picks up
the students.
Or at least this is where you have, where you know in this particular instance that this picking up the students. Okay? There's a lot of students all clustered around. Mm-hmm. And coming barreling at the students is this dude.
Well, that's not good.
Zoom in, please.
There.
Oh, God. That ain't good.
Spooky boy. I'm going to give you a different view here so you can see what we got going on. So the guy is here. Mm-hmm. All the little purple lions standing around are the people. Zoe's right here.
Sean's right there.
So, do we have to fight him?
Probably.
Do I have my snake yet?
Do you guys want to do the team-up maneuver?
What's the team-up maneuver?
Team-up. What's the team-up maneuver? So they're barreling towards us. Da-da-da-da. If you look at team mechanics on the inside. Team mechanics. When you enter battle against a dangerous foe as a team, add 2 to the team pool. If the leader has influence over every teammate, add another. So who's leading this shindig against Voltaic?
I am. You're the leader when it comes to social interaction.
You're the leader when it comes to...
He's the leader when it comes to social interaction.
Oh, God, heck, that's terrible. All right, so...
He spent more time...
Do you have influence over him?
Yes.
Okay.
I think.
So, that's up to 3 team.
Get him away.
Interestingly, everybody who's on the docks, in this case, are not your age. Phoenix Academy is technically a K-12 institution, although some of the very young... classes are very, it's a bunch of little kids, like 8, 9, 10 years old, and then you guys.
Right, so we're not getting any help here.
So, what's your purpose in this fight? So, bunch of 9 and 10 year old kids on the way to Phoenix Academy, Voltaic, who is a bad guy, protect the kids, defeat Voltaic, drive Voltaic off.
Get him out!
Drive Voltaic off. I don't want to go to school all beat up.
And electrified.
Yeah, fine. We can drive him off. I'm going to accomplish that by punching him in the face.
All right. Does any team member mistrust the leader or the team?
Well, there's only one, too.
Do you mistrust the team?
No.
Do you mistrust the team or the leader?
No.
He said begrudgingly. We are going to deal out 3 more team.
We've got 9 team.
Yep.
We're very well coordinated.
So, Voltaic is coming. People are... Everyone's like, Voltaic is like, metahumans and superpowers are the ultimate threat to all mankind, and that must be defeated at all costs. Well, children are easier to defeat than adults. Logical conclusion, defeat the children, eradicate the metahumans. Die.
Nuh-uh.
All right, can I go? I'm gonna directly engage a threat.
Shell, what are you doing? Tell me what you're doing. Don't say directly engage a threat. Tell me what you're doing.
Because
you do have a few kids between you and Voltaic in a straight line.
Well, I'm just going to jump up and go.
What? So leap up out of the crowd and land on them and smash them into the ground kind of a thing?
Yes.
Okay. Good deal. All right. Well, in that case, yeah, it's pretty much directly engage a threat. So big old power slam. Straight up Superboy maneuver.
Danger.
Do you have anything for any particular moves that have to do with directly engage?
When you directly engage a threat in a terrifying fashion, mark the condition to choose an additional option, even on a miss. I don't feel like I need to do that right now.
Yeah, I mean, you could if you wanted to, but you'd have to go, like, scary mode, basically.
Yeah. And you probably don't want to do that in front of a bunch of 5th and 4th graders.
Yeah. What do you got?
7.
7.
Nice.
Total?
No.
Add your danger.
Oh, right. Danger. 10.
You have a 3 danger right now?
Yes. And 3 freak.
That is...
I've got a fan... My mental state is fantastic.
Delicious.
Your freak is high. Your danger is high. Your mental state is not what I would necessarily call fantastic, but go ahead. Okay, so a 10 lets you pick 2 different options off of your directly engage options. What are your directly engage options?
Resist or avoid their blows. Take something from them. Create an opportunity for your allies. Impress, surprise, or frighten the opposition.
Okay, so you leap up into the air, two fists slamming down. Do you say anything cool as you're leaping up over the people and coming down on this guy? Because his thing was like, conclusion, execute, die. You're not even, no special count, just, smack.
Yeah.
No puns, no quips. All right.
Yeah, Hero's gonna be salty about that. I chose resist their blows and create an opportunity for my ally.
Which is great. How are you creating an opportunity? Like, what are you doing to Voltaic?
I feel like they're very frazzled. They just got knocked downside the head.
But how is it? That's certainly true. But how, in what way does that create an opportunity for it? Now, you don't have to come up with anything. The fact that he's like, that Voltaic is like reeling and just stunned or whatever, you could just feed a point of team into the pool. That's fine. But if you set up something like you slam him down and then grab him and whip him way up into the air, you know, blink, get him! Like while he's up in the air or something like that, then.
So I just slam down, uppercut him in what would be his stomach, goes flying up into the air and blink, force fail!
And as he's flying up and Blink's like turning to look, he's like, self-destruct activated. 3, 2, 1.
That's not good.
And he's like starting to like, you see the electricity like sparking up and stuff like that. So, what do you do? Because he's electrical based, there's a good chance that if he manages to get off whatever this thing is, it could hit everybody in the area. He could literally just explode, but it also could be like some like sort of like chain lightning thing.
Try to get the force filled up before he says that, before he self-destructs.
Would you say that what you're trying to do is more about protecting everybody else than it is about capturing him?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so what you're going to be doing,
my dear,
is rolling defend. Read defend for us. Read defend for the class.
When you defend someone or something from an immediate threat, roll plus savior.
What's your savior?
0.
Okay. Well.
Just roll then.
You've got lots of team, so theoretically he can help. All right, so you rolled a 10 on the defend, which is awesome, considering you were adding 0 to it. On the defend, clear condition isn't an option because you don't have any conditions, so you can either add team to the pool or take influence over somebody that you protect.
Ooh. So one of the kiddies.
What's that?
So one of the children.
No.
Influence over
them. No, actually what? Not one of the children, but that's okay. Who you will understand.
Would I be protecting?
That is a very interesting question. Due to circumstances, you cannot take influence over any of the children.
All right.
So you basically put. So here's the thing: you put the bubble up, and he does his little self-destruct thing, and it totally pops your bubble, but it also doesn't go anywhere. So the two basically blank themselves out. You protected everybody.
They got a little warm.
He's coming back down.
Crap.
And he is.
Catch him. Crap.
What do you do?
I'm gonna go for round 2.
Fly up and punch him in the...
He's gonna blast Blink.
I'm going to...
Please don't let him brain blast me.
Invigilant.
Come on.
I'm going to jump up, grab him by the head, and just slam him into the ground.
So are you directly engaging? Is your purpose to take him out?
Yes.
If that happens, the blast is still going to happen. I just want to make that clear.
It'll be fine.
Don't worry about it.
Alright, roll plus danger. 12.
What'd you roll?
9 plus 3.
Oh my gosh. Alright.
I'm good at this.
Alright, cool.
Nice.
What do you roll? What are you picking off of your... What are you picking off of the directly engaged? You leap up. You're leaping up at him?
Yeah. Resist their blows and frighten the opposition.
Interesting.
Yes.
Okay.
Because we want to make him flee. Who do I get influence over? I protected all the kitties.
Yeah, what an interesting question. Okay. Zoe, take a powerful blow.
What?
Well, he didn't stop the electricity. He wasn't trying to stop the blast. He was just trying to hit him. So, like, you come up and do this, but he's just like, argh!
Come on.
Take a powerful blow.
Roll plus conditions marked, and you don't have any conditions.
So roll.
Roll that, baby.
Nope. I missed a dice. I would have gotten a 3, but I missed a dice. 5!
That's not bad. That's good. Mark potential. Good job.
And say how you weathered the blow.
Yeah, tell me how the electricity did not arc off of your body over to all the children that are around. You should up to three. Are you up to three potential? No, you're up to three.
But I am?
Yeah. You should be up to three.
Oh, yeah. And I'm up to two.
So on take a powerful blow on a six. So you mark potential and then say how you weathered. So how did you, absorb it with a force field or what did you do? Did you just blink out of the way so it grounded out against the ground or?
No, because I hit one of the kitties.
No, so force field? Since you know how the force fields negate the electricity, you know how to basically...
It broke the force field, but it stopped the blow.
How do you frighten it? Impress, surprise, or frighten? Like, you all you've done is punch it, so that's not super impressive. So so he was dropping down and doing this, you leapt up, punched it, but like, what do you do that is true, like, really kind of, like, says, you don't want to be here? That's the same, but, like, are you going to go scary mode for a second and, like,
and no, like, you probably don't want to do that because kids.
Yeah, whatever.
No, you're traumatized. You'll traumatize the kids.
Yeah, I am going to go scary
don't mode. Don't go scary mode. You'll traumatize the kids.
Womp womp.
All right, so.
Don't you womp womp me.
Sounds like a them problem. Honestly.
Okay, so it sounds like a them problem. All right. So you're taking resist or avoid their blows and...
frighten the opposition.
Frighten the opposition. Okay. So you uppercut him and like... You both... Because he was dropping. And so he so he kind of flips backwards as you're punching him and goes over. And when he drops down the ground, you land in front of him and like... And do the whole like scary mode like... All
for
the
like
limbs
two
and
seconds.
Crazy... Yeah,
like
whatever.
Like 2 seconds because we don't...
And he's like pulling himself up and he goes... And that's why I will always try to take out metahumans. Because at the heart of it, you're all truly monsters.
That just feels like a personal attack.
It does feel like a personal attack, doesn't it?
Now get...
Simulation end! And everybody stops. Like, Voltaic stops. There's a bird, like, up, like, seagull going by. And just kind of... And everything kind of pixelates and goes...
But sure, anyway, just didn't know it.
So you're in one of the gyms at the class. The rest of the class is there. Voltaic doesn't fade away. Voltaic, like the cover of Voltaic pixelates out, and Girl 5 is crouching there.
Sorry about that.
It's okay. I'm insulated against all attacks. It was part of the simulation. I had electric gloves.
Nice.
Would you like the electric gloves back? Yes, please take the electric gloves off. Alright.
The electric gloves back. Great. Great. She's great.
Anyways.
Offensive capabilities. Shell. A class. A class with an asterisk. You could have used a lot more. You could have improvised considerably. Speed. B. Technique. B. Wits. C. Quips. F. Overall success. Side note, you chose to attack on your second exchange and let your teammate take the brunt of a full-blown attack from a supervillain. That could have cost her. Luckily, her reaction time counteracted your mistaken judgment. Think about that next time. We are heroes. The purpose of heroes is to protect others. Sometimes that means other heroes. Blink. Speed. Surprisingly, A.
Surprisingly? Why is that surprising?
Technique, A. Well done on blocking the self-destruct. Power. It was an A-class villain. You stopped an A-class attack, so we'll have to give you an A on that. Wits. No, not enough information. Lines of dialogue. N-A.
What did that mean?
Non-applicable. You didn't say anything. Consider, when you're defending a bunch of innocents, reassuring them in the midst of the battle. Letting them know that everything is going to be okay. Part of being a hero is being an example for others, and part of that example is demonstrating that everything is going to be fine.
I didn't realize I didn't
say anything. You're doing the video game part right. You need to work on the... actual talking to other people thing better.
I think we both forgot that this was a simulation.
You both forgot what?
I think we both forgot that it was a simulation.
True or not?
No, the GM just didn't tell you. I will say that you did a fine job. You had the opportunity to trap him, and you opted instead to negate the attack, and that was well done. Sometimes, saying something quippy isn't necessary. When it's all said and done, people are going to remember that they're still around to remember stuff. So good job. So, you have an opportunity here. You can take influence over somebody that you defended. Now, you didn't defend any real people because you were defending holograms of children. But you can take influence over Girl 5 because she was impressed. And she will probably take note of how you decided to defend rather than attack or trap or anything like that. Or you can take influence over Sergeant Surge.
Sergeant Surge! What kind of question is that? Dang.
All right, write down on your thing that you have influence. I think you have an influence section there. So, all right, next up, Summoner and Cherub.
That's gonna go great. Their personality is really nice.
Who's gonna be playing the electric guy?
And your scenario is going to be Heroes Gone Bad, and everyone like, oh. Yours was Voltaic Attacks the Fairy, 2018.
Oh.
So apparently this is based on an actual attack that Voltaic did against the fairy at some point in time when the kids were coming to school.
Oh.
So they're pulling these scenarios from historical records of things that have actually happened.
Delightful. Okay, so
Meanwhile, Cherub and Summoner are doing Heroes Gone Bad.
Who's gonna be the hero?
And you see the simulation fade down over them, and everybody else is basically watching from the bleachers, like through. It's like two-way mirrors. Like guys can see the stuff, but you can't. You can just
one-way mirror. It's
what's that?
One-way mirror.
Sure.
Two-way mirrors are just glass.
Fine.
I don't know why you're laughing. It's true.
I know. That's just a funny way of saying it. All right. So meanwhile, while you guys are sitting up in the bleachers and everything, Girl 5 kind of comes over and sits down. That was quite interesting. I have never been a villain before. And they actually grabbed Flexigal, Red Panda, Mammoth, Singularly Flexigal and Rage Quit. Rage Quit volunteers every single time to be a villain. To be like the bad guy in each one of the scenarios. And Surge just, no, not you, Rage Quit. And it's like, finally this time, all right, fine, you can do this one. Hooray! You're NPC 6. Aw, man! So yeah, they get a number of people out of the class to be, you're going to play evil superheroes, or superheroes that have gone evil for some reason. That was very interesting. I have never been a villain before. How did I do? I don't intend to go evil in the long term, but I would like notes.
You should have used your powers before you first interacted.
So you're saying that a smart villain attacks first and quips later?
Yes.
Interesting. How come you did not quip at all? Are you a villain?
I don't have a mind.
Do you play like a villain?
We don't.
Were you engaging in the way that a villain would, without any quipping or warning whatsoever?
I probably would have quipped.
Should a hero always quip?
I've been told by Sergeant Surge that heroes quip to let the people around them know that they will be safe.
So if you are joking during a fight, then people are figure that they must be okay because you can joke.
It can't be a very dangerous situation if they're
joking.
If the heroes are making fun of their enemy.
That is an interesting way of looking at it. I had never thought about that. I will attempt to be funnier whenever it's serious. I will joke during tests. They are very serious. Is that a good idea?
Maybe you should leave the joking to when you're doing the hero work.
Just when I'm doing the hero work?
Yeah.
Interesting. Interesting parameters. So I should never tell a joke unless I am fighting a bad guy.
I can't win here.
What's that?
When you are allowed to make jokes when you are not doing hero work.
But when it
let's see.
the teachers are expecting you to be quiet, you probably want to be quiet.
I see. Well, so, like, nobody's listening to us right now. So, knock knock.
Who's there?
Tank.
Tank who?
You're welcome.
What?
Interesting. Might have to work on your knock knock jokes a little bit.
A little.
It wasn't funny?
Oh no, it was funny. Just
Dad. Has anyone told you the interrupting cow one?
The what?
The interrupting cow.
Knock knock.
Who's there?
Interrupting cow.
Interrupting cow.
Moo!
Oh my goodness! That is very funny. Tank who? You're welcome.
Yeah, I didn't get it until later.
Didn't get it until later?
I don't get it. I don't get it.
Tank who? Thank you. Tank who? You're welcome.
Oh!
Oh my god. So it isn't that she's not funny, it's just that she's faster than both of you.
Tank who? Tank who?
You're welcome.
You're very good at hand-to-hand combat.
I don't really have any long-range things.
You should work on that. I mean, you are a mechanical being. You should be able to improvise.
Like, maybe you can grow a bow out of your arm or something.
Or you could grow? No, we're machines. We don't grow. But perhaps you can find a weapon and...
Attach
it to you. Or evolve. You have shown great... I have noticed that your thermal vents are quite... exhaustive.
That's good.
Is it?
Yes.
Good to know. You have been doing modifications onto your suit. You are moving faster. Mm-hmm. I don't think he's going to make us do more laps around the island, so that probably isn't going to help with that. But you are faster, and I think you have reinforced your myomer fibers.
Mm.
So you're stronger.
Yes.
What have you done? How have you upgraded your technology?
She hasn't. I got a snake.
And the little snake comes around your neck like, that is a very interesting snake. I am not familiar with that species.
It's not a species from Earth.
It's an alien snake. Is it a space snake?
Yes.
It's a space snake. Is it from space?
Mm-hmm. My mom delivered it from me. What?
Is your do you have a space mother?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Does she live in space?
Yep.
In the actual void, in the vacuum?
Nope, she's got a special,
She lives on a different planet.
She's got a special, house.
So your mother lives here. I have found that most people of our ages... No. I have found that most humans of the age that is typical to attend Phoenix Academy in this year still live with their parents. You're not living with your mother. Why is that? Take a powerful blow. I'm kidding.
She wanted me to experience some new stuff down here on Earth.
Interesting. Did she want you to become a superhero?
Well,
maybe.
I don't think it came up, probably.
Yeah, I don't think it came up.
What did she want you to experience?
Normal teenager stuff.
But normal teenagers live with their parents, but you're not living with your parents.
I live with my dad and my stepmom.
Oh, are you living with your dad and your stepmom throughout this entire semester? Take a powerful blow.
they want me to move into the dorm.
They actually want me to move in.
Oh, interesting. I live at the dorms in a small cubicle for charging. Also, I have a room, but I don't know what to do with it yet. Maybe we can be... neighbors!
That would be interesting. Thanks for your consideration.
Yeah, what he said. I said what he said.
Okay, so we don't have a ton of time, and I want to make sure that we have enough time to get you over to your game and everything, Sean. So, both of you get a text message while you're getting ready to, while the gym thing is going on, while Girl 5 is going on. Mm-hmm. It's coming in through Infinite Pizza account,
yeah.
Or thing, server. Hey, I think we have a... I think we might have a lead on something interesting.
Tell me more.
And this is from Facet. Fascinating?
Fascinating. Fascinating? Fascinating at Synapse Cafe.
At what?
Synapse Cafe.
Yeah, Synapse Cafe.
Synapse Cafe. Anyway, yep.
And that's where we're stopped, is this text message saying, hey, I think we've got a lead on something... ... interesting.